All right, it's the day before we kick off St. Patrick's Day weekend. Of course, the Irish celebrate St. Patrick's Day all month, really, or maybe all year long. Joining us right now from the Irish American Club of St. Clair County, Jim Brennan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we're going to have breakfast at Freighters tomorrow. We're going to have Irish music. It's going to be a good time. And it's on a Friday, heading into what's really a great St. Patrick's weekend.
Yes, it is. It's the start of a good day, too, because we're actually going to sash the Grand Marshal at 5:30 tomorrow evening.
Okay.
We've done that a lot of different ways, in a morning breakfast and an evening thing. But we're going to sash him at 5:30, and then we're going to visit some local establishments very casually in preparation of the big day the next on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And to remind people, we announced it the other day, the Grand Marshal this year for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Port Huron is?
Sheriff Timothy Donilon.
What a great choice.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fantastic. Good Irishman who loves St. Patrick's Day like all Irish and non-Irish alike, right?
Right, and it'll be a good opportunity to get him out of the brown.
Exactly. He'll be wearing green, I'm sure, and looking forward to it. The parade, by the way, we talked a little bit yesterday with Garth Grewal about the history of this parade. This dates back, going on, 30-some years now.
Yeah, I don't really know when it actually started, but 94 was the 15th year, so... do the math.
And Garth says that it started in 1987, but I graduated from Northern in 86, and I seem to remember being in what we were told was the first Port Huron St. Patrick's Day Parade my senior year. So I think it started in 86 by John Brown.
I think the confusion is that it was a more informal thing the first couple of times.
True.
And then it sort of got organized and then grew into what we know today, because I remember it was a big decision to decide to move it from the actual St. Patrick's Day to a Saturday, but the logistics of closing the road, plus it opened the opportunity for so many other people who kind of work for a living outside of the city to participate. So I think the crowds have improved based on that. It's, as you may be well aware, a weather-dependent event.
It is.
And if we have a gorgeous day when the crowds are up, and if it's not so good, they're still pretty good.
I don't remember who the Grand Marshal was the year that it was sunny and 72 degrees.
I don't know. But we should get him back.
every year would be fine, because we always like to say that the parade Grand Marshal is in charge of the weather. Jim, what was the weather like the year that you were the Grand Marshal?
My grandmother would have called it a trash moving gully washer. It rained and rained and rained. Then a seminal photograph was me hiding in a crawl space with a multicolor umbrella over my head that was on the top corner of the Times Herald. I still get that faxed to me every once in a while.
2 years ago, I was the Grand Marshal, and it was 20 degrees on parade day. So you and I did not have good luck with our weather.
No, I think we're going to split the difference here a little bit. It's going to be warmer than that.
Yeah.
And maybe not so rainy. So.
Yeah, as long as it's not windy, if the sun comes out, it'll be a nice day.
Yes.
And people will come out no matter what the weather is, because it's a great tradition here in Port Huron. We always look forward to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And like I mentioned, it's going to be a great weekend, because we do the pub crawl and the parade and everything on Saturday. And then Sunday, we can turn around and do it all over again, because Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. And the Detroit Parade, it usually is the day following ours, but it isn't this year, so a lot of people who would tend to go down to that will stay here in town. So it could be a really good weekend.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, all the great Irish families are going to be out celebrating. But on St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's Day weekend, everybody's Irish, right?
That is true. One of the things, we hear these stories about we're a nation of immigrants and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that separates the Irish from the other immigrants is our inclusiveness. We don't mind when people claim they're Irish. It's more of a spirit and a state of mind these days than, although you don't need a 1,024th DNA test to be included.
I appreciate that, because I haven't done the swab. I don't know what percentage Irish I am. I suspect, according to family history, there is some Irish in my background, but there's also French and English and a whole bunch of other stuff, too. So I just a few years ago attached myself to the Irish culture, and I said, I'm going to identify as Irish. I feel Irish.
Well, when I've observed you in Ireland, and I saw nothing that would disallow that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to have fun this weekend. And, Jim, thanks for stopping by this morning. We will see you tomorrow morning at Freighters.
That's right. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Jim Brennan from the Irish American Club of St. Clair County. The parade, of course, is at noon on Saturday. Tomorrow morning, we kick off the weekend with our friends from the United Way of St. Clair County at Freighters Eatery and Tap Room in Port Huron.